In the morning, I dropped her wife off at Eggersford for her work, and I was on the way to Torrington. And in the car, I knew something wasn't right. I started to wheeze and cough, and when I got to work, I wasn't great. It was weak. I got into the work and basically sat down in the canteen, sweating and sitting about the canteen. And then basically just collapsed onto the table. I sat on the floor and I was just sick everywhere, and that was it. I was out. And it wasn't until I was in the back of their ambulance flying down to Exeter that they were telling me it was growing. I basically just pumped up with morphine, painkillers and everything else.
Now, a lot of people thought you were having an asthma attack. You knew you were an asthmatic.
I've had asthma for 20 odd years. Mm. And I thought it was asthma as well. So I took my puffers and it still wasn't easing. And I found out now that it was to do with the heart, basically the bag around the heart. It's pericarditis. Luckily, you know, one of the medics picked it up, one of the crew from the air ambulance. And if that wasn't picked up, I would have been in serious, serious trouble.
And they spotted that just from one little extra spike on the ECG?
Yeah, they spotted it on ECG. It was a wee spike that none of the other medics spotted before. As far as I knew, they thought it was just an asthma attack, a severe asthma attack. But the medic for the ambulance spotted that and straight down to Exeter, into the cardiac unit down there.
But not something you expect, because you're not an old man.
No.
You don't expect to have heart disease.
No, it's just one of these things. It's a condition that, you know, you've got to keep control of.
So how important do you think the service you got from the air ambulance was?
I think it's very important for the whole of Devon, not just North Devon. The two helicopters are basically playing a vital part in transporting patients to and from hospital and picking them up. If it wasn't for them in that day, I'd have been, worse than what I am now.
I think they've told you in the past, what was it, Barnstaple, 6 minutes flying time away?
Yeah, they said it was 6 minutes flying time from Torrington, where I worked, to Barnstaple. And Exeter was about 20 minutes. But I worked it out. It's from Torrington to Exeter by car. It's over an hour. And that cuts a lot of time out for patients that are needing treatment in Barnstaple or Exeter Hospital. From Torrington to Barnstaple was about 20 minutes. But the service is vital to get people there, get the treatment they need done to them.
And what about the future for you, Gary? What's the prognosis for your disease? Is it something that they can treat, that they can cure, or is it something you've just got to manage?
It's something you've just got to manage. You know, I mean, you know, you can't, you know, put your health in jeopardy. You've got to do the right things, take the right tablets, and just deal with it.